Robin Beasley for 98.9 MyFM and Oldies 99.7. I am at the Simcoe and District Humane Society chatting with Kathy Hoskin, who unfortunately yesterday's day of paperwork, Kathy, was interrupted by a phone call from a concerned citizen. What were they calling you about?
Well, they had found on a bridge that has been closed off by the county, they had found some guinea pigs. Some were alive, but more were deceased. And they were deceased from the weather and the water. They were just dropped off at the river.
And do you know how many in total were dumped?
So we do know that it was over 17. There were 12 deceased that we picked up, and there were 5 that were still alive. Unfortunately, 1 did not make it overnight.
And now, did you manage to get all of the ones? I know that it said in your post that there were some that were in areas that you and your team simply could not reach, could not get to. The Good Samaritan, I know they stayed a little bit hoping more would come out, but there are more down there.
We are certain there are, and we could hear a little squeal, but then it went dead silent. We have to remember that where it was, there's coyotes, there's the river, and there are birds. So these little guys really didn't have a chance out there at all. The Good Samaritan, wonderful, 2 gentlemen. They were just actually magnet fishing, seeing what they could get garbage out of the river. And then they saw these little creatures.
And do you have any idea of how long these poor little guinea pigs were out there?
We don't think they were out there very long. So in a timeline, the gentleman was there on Saturday and he was doing the same thing. There were no guinea pigs. And then when they went back yesterday, there were some other things that had been dropped off as well, but the guinea pigs were there. There were some guinea pigs that actually looked like they had been deceased before they were ditched. 2 of them, to be exact. And we're talking all ages. We're talking adults, beautiful adults, and little inky-dinky babies. So the ones that we have in care right now are probably 11, 12 weeks old, and then some are 6, 7 weeks.
And the OPP, they were contacted, correct?
That is correct. And we have asked if anybody knows of somebody that had an overwhelming amount of guinea pigs and now their numbers are down, let us know. And or please call Crime Stoppers or call the OPP and let them know what they have information of.
And now I know that you've posted pictures of the 5, now 4, that you did manage to rescue, and they seem to be all different colors. But, and I know that you do not want to, obviously, for obvious reasons, post pictures of the 12 deceased guinea pigs, but do you remember what colors they were that might help jog people's memory?
Yeah, so there's a couple that were a very different color, and we would call it a tawny. Absolutely beautiful. The other thing was black and whites. And you don't see a lot of black and whites, a very stark difference. You don't see a lot of that in guinea pigs.
Now, do you know, like, were they maybe dumped because they were sick? Do they seem to be in good health?
I really can't comment on that. They're not in good health now. So I don't know what came first, the guinea pig or the egg.
And now these 4 adorable little piggies that you have here at the shelter, when will those be available if somebody is interested in adding a guinea pig or 2, because I've heard they should go in pairs. Mm-hmm. So if somebody is interested in adding a pair of guinea pigs or maybe getting a buddy for one they have at home already, when will those be ready?
I honestly can't tell you, and I'm going to say probably in a month to a month and a half. We are just praying right now that we can help them through the really rough time. And like we said, 1 died overnight. It's just very sad because they're in pretty rough shape. They're very dehydrated. They've got some issues with their skin. So we're treating them with some sub-Q fluids and vitamin C and some other little treats that they like.
And now, obviously, pet dumping should never happen. Obviously, you know, we all know that. But we also know that sometimes people are desperate. People feel they have no other option. People don't know what else to do. What would you like to say to the community if they or somebody they know might ever be considering alleviating their own problem by dumping innocent animals.
I know that every rescue shelter pet places, they are full, and we're all struggling to keep up. It's different for us because we take all animals, so it's different kinds of animals. So the cost of care can be overwhelming for everybody, but they should reach out and talk to us. We might not be able to help that day, but we might be able to make arrangements for next week or the week after and see if we can help rehome that way. When you're talking about small animals, they reproduce so quickly and they are so hardy. So it's easy to get in over your head in a few weeks. So we understand that. So please reach out to the rescues, and they might say, you know, why did you do that? People don't always know how to sex a guinea pig and a rabbit. So, you know, they're given two females and whoopsie, one was a male. What we did see in these creatures, there was some deformities, which probably could have been from interbreeding, which is as bad as not doing it at all. So just reach out for help. We will do our best to help you, or maybe we have some other options.
Now, if somebody listening wants to help with the care for these little baby piggies, how can they do that?
Oh, please. The finances really needs to be there. They can e-transfer finance at s-dhs.ca. They can come in and we'll take Visa, debit, MasterCard. We need good Timothy Hay. We need good baby guinea pig food. So we're going to need supplies for these guinea pigs, bedding, hay, that type of thing.
And are you looking for anybody to foster these guinea pigs, or are you just going to handle it here in-house?
We don't have room in-house here. We are full to the brim. And certainly the cat population has exploded in our shelters, as with other shelters. So fostering, yes, please. If there are animals that are up for adoption, yes, please. Just reach out and please foster if you can. And we're talking cats, dogs, guinea pigs. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for talking with us, Kathy. And thank you for everything that you and your team do for the animals and our community day in and day out.
We love our community, and we certainly love the animals. Thank you, Robin.